This is Tom Warren asking you to take just a few minutes out of your day to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. In this brief broadcast each day, we are striving to bring to you the sacred teachings of God's Almighty Word. And for the past several lessons, we've been studying some of the great lessons for us who are now living, even though we do not now live under the Old Testament, but to learn some of the lessons that are for us in the book of Job, which of course is found in the Old Testament. Now, the material which we have already covered contends that the message of Job is set out in the raising and answering, sometimes by implication, of a number of questions. Thus far, effort has been made to set forth the message of Job for the persons who were actually involved in the story of the book itself. But in the remainder of our study, effort will be made to show how these lessons apply to those of us who are living today. It would be of little value to a man living in the 20th century to study the book of Job, or any other book of the Bible for that matter, and fail to ask himself the question, how does all of this apply to me? What application should these truths find in my life? Thus, the very important question is raised, what are the most important lessons which men now living should learn from the book of Job? Following are some of the most important ones. First, some men do serve God for nothing. You recall that the devil had contended that men superficially followed God, and only that because he blessed them. Satan held that no man would continue to serve God if God ceased to bless him abundantly. God said of Job that he was a good man, implying that Job did not have his price, as Satan had claimed, and that he would remain faithful no matter what affliction came into his life. Job vindicated God's position. Even though at one stage he did complain and raise questions, Job did prove himself to be a good man. He proved that Satan was wrong when he said, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, will he give for his life." Some men remain faithful even if they suffer terribly during earthly life. We have pointed out that suffering may be a mystery of God's providence, and of course we do not know all about suffering. But the Bible does tell us a great deal about it. We pointed out last time that suffering may be a mystery of God's providence and that it may be a test of reality. And now we continue with some new material with the point that it is possible to continue in faith even after all of the props, that is, the things upon which human beings ordinarily lean, such as material possessions, family, friends, physical health, and so forth, have been broken and swept away. We can stand strong even when we lose all of these things. Even if today you've lost your job, you've lost your money, you've lost your reputation, or if today you're in a hospital, you've lost your health, you may have a very good idea that you're dying. You still can maintain faith in God, integrity, and serve Him faithfully with joy even to the end. Satan contended that no man serves God for naught. He maintained that no man would serve God simply because of his faith in and love for God. But Job continued to have faith in God in spite of the loss of all things upon which human beings lean for strength during earthly life. The Apostle Paul was a New Testament example of a man's having that sort of faith to an even greater degree, no doubt, because he had knowledge of Christ and his gospel. The power of God unto salvation, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. You will recall that according to Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, the Apostle Paul counted all things as loss for Christ. You know, hypocrites make a pretense of serving God so that they may receive the praises of man, as Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. But adversity such as that endured by Job will ordinarily make manifest such hypocrisy. And so the lesson should be learned. If Job and the Apostle Paul could continue to faithfully serve the Lord in spite of the trials which they faced, then those of us who suffer adversity today can also remain faithful to Him. In fact, each of us can and must remain faithful unto death. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. It's been good to have you with us today. I hope you'll be with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.